I want to read you some new poems. All of you know, except if there's a freshman here, but here's for him. Him wouldn't be a her. For him, I will remind you that Icarus was the son who with his father were fleeing from the island because the barbarians had conquered it and they were going to be killed. And the father, who was a magician, made them wings of wax and feathers, and they flew away. Except Icarus was young and was enjoying himself, and most critics say he was vain. So he flew higher and higher, got close to the sun. The sun melted the wax, the feathers flew off, and he fell in the ground, and ever since has been the example warning you against being extravagant, teaching you security. It's called Failing and Flying. Everyone forgets that Icarus also flew. Like when love comes to an end, or the marriage fails, and people say they knew it was a mistake, that everybody said it would never work, that she was old enough not to know that, she was old enough to know better. But anything really worth doing is worth doing badly. Being there with Linda by the summer ocean on our deserted side of the island while love was fading out of her. The stars burning so extravagantly those nights that anyone could tell you they would never last. Every morning, she was like a visitation, asleep in my bed. The gentleness in her like deer standing in the dawn mist. I watched her every afternoon coming back through the hot, stony field after swimming, the sea light behind her and the giant sky on the other side of that. I listened to her while we ate lunch. How can they say that marriage failed? It's like the people who came back from Provence when it was still the true Provence it had been, and said, it was pretty, but the food was greasy. I believe Icarus was not failing as he fell, but just coming to the end of his triumph.